Oh, I did one of those genetic tests. I was surprised to find out I'm all Asian. You do learn things from those genetic tests. Like, I discovered I wasted $100. They send you information. Mine just said, dude, you're white. In fact, you're very white. I hope you feel guilty. They didn't even break out my nationality. They just highlighted all the British Isles. They're like, you're trash from here. Wherever people need sunscreen. But what do we expect to learn from these genetic tests? Like, oh my gosh, I'm related to my ancestors. We're only gonna find out bad news. You see it in the commercials. I thought I was Italian, but it ends up my great-grandma was a whore. So I guess I'm Eastern European. Sometimes people think I'm saying Eastern Europeans are whores, and I am. No. My point is, only good family news is passed along. Like, if your great-grandfather was Abraham Lincoln, you'd already know that. But if your great-grandfather was the town drunk, your grandpa's likely to go, I don't remember. I think he worked in a bar. Chief gutter inspector. I do know I have some Irish ancestry, but apparently the Irish didn't keep great records because, well, draw your own conclusion. Some tells me they weren't busy sunbathing. I'm Irish, but I have blonde hair. Supposedly the only reason the Irish have blonde or red hair is because the Vikings invaded, pillaged, and probably other stuff. Those Vikings, the Scandinavians, I don't know if you've been to Sweden, it's like a whole country of Scarlett Johansson's. If I was in Ireland at that time, I would have been, oh no, some Viking lady's coming to pillage me. I guess I'll hide on this bed covered in rose petals. Hopefully she can help me put together that table. They say last names can tell you something. Like if your last name is Cooper, that means you probably had an ancestor who made barrels. If your last name is Cantor, that means somebody along the line was a singer. My last name is Gaffigan, which is Gaelic for highly anxious. And when I learned that, all I could feel was highly anxious. How anxious do you have to be for people to go, you should go with that as your name? Was that's what we call you anyway. It does seem like some last names were chosen to impress, right? You know, someone's like, you know what? I want the ladies to know I'm successful, so I'm gonna go with a last name Goldman. Goldman. What are you going with? Wiener. I want the ladies to know I like hot dogs. But who knows? Maybe last names mean nothing. You know, where I'm from in Indiana, there is a guy who owns an RV dealership, and his name is Tom Raper. That's his name. And there are billboards, come see Tom Raper. And people go. Well, we should check it out. Now, I don't know why we would let someone named Raper sell RVs. They are essentially mobile crime scenes. If my last name were Raper, I wouldn't leave the house. How do you even go out to dinner? Party of two, Raper. Is there a Raper here? Are there family reunions? Are you a Raper? I'm a Raper. Is this your son? He looks just like a Raper. So fun getting all the Rapers together. In Milwaukee, I stayed in a hotel named The Fister. That was the name, The Fister. And obviously they were sensitive to it sounding weird, so they added a P at the front, so it was the Puffister. Hey, it worked for Michelle Pfeiffer. And that hotel was started by a man named Guido Fister. I thought, my name's Guido Fister, why don't I go into hospitality? Guido Fister, his name sounds like an ethnic slur. Get out of here, you Guido Fister!